Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Well over a million downloads every month. Thank you for downloading the podcast. If you listen live, we'd like that too. More, actually. A lot of you do. We know you're busy, so you can always catch a show other places. But please patronize the advertisers, you know, when you hear the show.
So far this month, we have probably none, huh?
No. There's some from since midnight.
Oh yeah.
It is December 1st, isn't it?
Yeah, we'll get some old ones.
December 1st. T.J. Miller and John Waters are going to both phone the program later on. T.J. will be in the studio, actually, on Friday morning. All right, Craig, it happened. I know you heard this off the air, so did I, but I wanted to hear it. The audience has to hear this. We've been talking about, we figured out earlier before the break, Craig, before you walked in there, that since Christmas is for the kids, and that's the only reason Christmas is, it's the only time it's any fun was when you're a kid.
You stupid son of a bitch!
Yeah, these are for the kids, you know.
Nice beaver.
Let them express themselves.
Exactly.
At this joyous time of year.
And we got this one finally.
What's more fun than a bag of dildos?
Nothing.
Now that wasn't random. We just didn't ask any kids to say that. That's this.
Well, what's more fun than a bag of dildos?
Nothing.
All right. Is that somebody's parent or somebody's teacher do that?
I think it's somebody's uncle.
Uncle, yeah. It sounds like an uncle thing, right?
It's in a house.
Yeah.
And so it's some sort of family member, but the relation
is... Oh, it's
a
video.
Yeah, there's a video.
They almost always send videos.
What's more fun than a bag of dildos?
Nothing.
All right, that sounds like a school play, doesn't it? That's part of the school Christmas play this weekend.
The first kid is probably 10-ish, but then the second kid is like maybe 6. The nothing kid is...
Nobody will know what a dildo is.
Yeah, but he's going to remember the word, and eventually he's going to know what it is.
Well,
and it's all going to come together for him.
Just check your mom's nightstand. There's one in there. I guarantee you.
Yeah, eventually that uncle who took the video is going to get an awkward question. Hey, Uncle Mike, remember that time?
Yeah,
I just figured out what that means.
Right. So thank you. Now we need some other ones now. What else could we do? Oh, we already have this one. I forgot about this one. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
that kid's in the mob, apparently.
That could be a... modern-day play about the baby Jesus.
Yep.
Instead of the other, the old-style gift.
Right.
They brought the baby Jesus a bag of dildos.
Right.
And one wise man said to the other,
"What's more fun than a bag of dildos?
Nothing."
And they lay it at the foot of the manger.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, that speech that Linus gives in the Christmas,
that's
Charlie
it,
Brown's
yeah.
going to get a lot different.
There you go. There you go. Let me look around here. I'll figure something else for the kids to say next. We appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
A bag of dildos could explain the Immaculate Conception.
Yeah, not really.
I don't know.
I don't think you can get pregnant from that.
She put something in the dildo.
Or on the dildo.
Right. Oh, that's true. Merry Christmas.
Keep it at the right
Happy
temperature.
Happy New Year. Happy Hanukkah. Kwanzaa, whatever holiday you celebrate.
Third night of Hanukkah?
Third or fourth day of Hanukkah, I believe.
Yeah. All my Jewish friends just complained that they never got any good gifts. Because you get gifts every night at Hanukkah. At least my buddy did.
Yep.
And they got crappy gifts.
Yeah.
12 crappy gifts.
Yeah, 8. There's 12 of them.
Yeah, but they're holy
12.
Cow.
There's still
Wouldn't
12.
You rather have one good one?
But every day,
it's really not the,
I guarantee
that's
you,
not an option.
I guarantee you,
a lot of kids are getting crazy nights.
Oh yeah, I'm sure a lot of kids got some good ones.
Exactly.
In my buddy's case, you know, like he never got a goddamn bike.
Yep.
For example, just 12 crappy gifts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or eight.
Yeah, eight. Eight crappy gifts.
That's a lot of money.
All right.
Even for eight crappy gifts, because you got to get eight of them.
Right.
You may remember that guy who shot the gun at the Atlanta International Airport.
That dumbass, yeah. A
couple of weeks ago. At an X-ray screening, they detected his prohibited item.
Who's honoring him? I'm sure they're praising him somewhere.
Yeah.
Is he getting a Medal of Honor somewhere?
Well, Georgia, so isn't that where that Marjorie Taylor Greene represents, part of Georgia?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she's a freaking
slob. She probably wants
job.
To make him an intern.
Yeah.
Once they detected the gun, he lunged into the bag, grabbed the firearm, which then discharged. Terrified passengers were running for safety because, you know.
That's what you do.
That yeah, there was a gunshot.
Yeah. You run when you hear gunshots.
Like deport,
yeah,
like
so the man managed to flee the airport with the gun.
They
couldn't
it?
Find him for a while. They found the gun 3 days later in a trash can there on the airport property. Anyway, that guy turned himself
video.
In.
I was going to say, there's video. They're
Old Kenny turned himself in.
Okay, because they probably knew where to find him.
Kenny Wells turned himself in.
What an idiot. Charge that ass, too.
Yeah, he's looking at charges of carrying a weapon or long gun at a commercial service airport, reckless
and discharging
conduct,
discharging it too.
Of firearms on property of another, and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon.
Yeah, how close are
he's a felon.
How close are people demanding that guns be allowed on planes? Pretty damn close, I bet. Idiots.
Yeah, well, somewhere this guy is being celebrated as a Second Amendment hero.
Of course they are. Asked the three dead people in Michigan yesterday.
Yeah, but they're praying.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Pretty much all you can do.
Yeah.
What more do you want? Mm-hmm.
New York City will be the first in the nation to open authorized overdose prevention center services.
Libtards.
This follows a surge of overdose deaths. They don't want that. Officials tell the New York Times the site is being opened and East Harlem, one in Washington Heights, where medicine will be administered to reverse overdoses and offer drug treatment services.
Well, that's where I'm going to overdose.
They hope this will be an effective way to deal with drug addiction. Opponents say, nah, it's just a place for everybody to come on over and shoot up.
They're saving lives. Come on.
Jesus. Last year, deadliest on record for deadly overdoses.
Yeah, don't do drugs.
Not the right kind of lives, though, Tyler.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
It's the only problem if, like a prominent politician, his kid has a drug problem.
Oh,
that's right. That's a problem.
That's right.
Otherwise, these people are just scumbags. Right. Just losers and scumbags.
In the morning.
El Chapo's wife sentenced to 3 years in federal prison. She pled guilty to three federal counts that place her at the heart of her husband's drug cartel in Mexico. For several decades, the husband, El Chapo, supplied at least 80% of all illegal drugs to Chicago. He's already locked up for life in Colorado.
Holy God. 80% to Chicago.
Yeah.
That's a lot of drugs.
That is a seize in the market.
Yeah.
Everybody wishes they had an 80 share.
Yeah, well, until they arrest you and throw you in Supermax for the rest of your life.
The rest of your life, exactly right.
Apparently, Mrs. Chapo passed messages on El Chapo's behalf.
El Chapo hated that name, too.
At the time
it
of his
the
July
Chapo, by the way.
2015 prison escape in Mexico, her sentence was reduced since she played a minimal role.
She's a hot
and
piece
she
ass,
turned herself
right?
into authorized and pleaded guilty.
She's
an attractive lady.
I thought so, yeah. Well, those cartel guys can get to hot chicks. The ones in charge, you know.
Oh, yeah, I'd say she was attractive even if I wasn't afraid of him murdering me if I didn't say that.
Right. Remember the hot chick that was married to Johnny Depp? That was not Salma Hayek, the other hot chick. The other Spanish chick. that played Johnny Depp's wife in Blow.
In Blow?
Yeah.
Penelope Cruz?
Yeah, yes, thank Penelope you, Todd. Cruz. She's a personal favorite. Somebody should tell her that.
I would say she and Selma Hayek are neck and neck.
They're different, but they are neck and neck. I'll give
She's
you
married
that.
To Javier Bardem.
Yeah, yeah, they've been together for a while now. Yeah. What's he got?
A lot.
Yeah. Oscar
Schmosh.
Stud with a bunch of money. Spanish, too.
No Country for Old Men. He could just have that.
But he's not wearing that hairdo with her, though.
No. All right. That's not a good idea.
Not bringing the nail gun around. Yeah.
But for a resume.
Yeah. Spanish, charming, that kind of stuff. Come on, Come on, Penelope. Penelope, sorry, Craig.
He'll learn to say your name if you go out with him.
That's my opening line. I'll learn to say your name if you go out with me.
Selma Hayek with Antonio Banderas.
No, they haven't been together. No, they're not.
Oh, they haven't?
No, she's with some old white dude with a ton of money.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought they were together for a while.
They might have been. She'd been with other people.
Weren't they in Desperado together?
Yeah, I don't know if they were banging or not.
François-Henri Pinault.
Oh, he's a French. He's a French dude.
Sure, I nailed
some
that.
Some old dude with money. I think if he would go out with you, you'd learn his name.
Yeah, they were never married, her and...
They had a baby. Oh, which one are you talking about? No, they weren't
Banderas.
Married. They weren't married.
If they dated, they never
Banderas
were married.
Banderas was with what's-her-face, Melanie Griffith, for a long time.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, maybe they were just in the movie together. I could have that wrong.
You just saw their blazing on-screen chemistry and thought it.
Penelope Cruz is, by the way, naked in pretty much everything, right? Mr. Skin, correct? Yeah, she's got... You better move on before I get inappropriate right here.
Right where?
Yeah, right here.
Right now.
You know.
Right now.
I don't know. Has she been naked and
everything? She whoops her boobs out a lot.
Yeah. Good.
Good.
There's questions you'll have a bit about this story. I have few, if any, answers.
Well, that doesn't stop us from asking. Oh, you know that.
Exactly.
Four-star Hall of Fame.
Four-star, yes. Uh-huh.
Who's that now? Which one?
Penelope Cruz. Yeah. 14 nude roles.
Yep.
Got to go to the phone for that?
Mm. Yeah.
Now, apparently, we don't get the internet filter till they pass some sort of gun control. So, it's going to be
and
a
stop
while.
Abortion, too. Yeah.
It'll be a long, long time. I thought it was tied in with the infrastructure bill.
Yeah.
And we were on our way, but nope, internet filter still there.
Alabama woman has won millions of dollars in a false arrest case against Walmart.
I saw the headline for this, yeah.
Leslie Nurse going to get $2.1 million after a decision from the Mobile County Circuit Court. Her attorney filed a lawsuit in 2018 alleging that Walmart kept demanding money from her after she was falsely accused of shoplifting. Her case had been dismissed, but then she got letters from a Florida law firm threatening a civil suit if she didn't pay $200 as a settlement. That was more than the cost of the groceries that she was accused of stealing, that she didn't steal in the first place.
So Walmart commissioned this guy to write her a letter? Or is somebody scamming her here?
No. This is a legitimate deal.
Okay. Yeah, that's why she won.
This is a legitimate deal.
She won a lot of money.
So, there's this little known state law that they can use to collect money from people accused of shoplifting from a retailer, even though they have been falsely accused.
Well, that's a strange law.
It is a strange law.
That's a dumb law.
It is a dumb law. The suit contended that the defendants, Walmart, have engaged in a pattern and practice of falsely accusing innocent Alabama citizens of shoplifting and thereafter attempting to collect money from the innocently accused. An expert testified that Walmart and other major retailers routinely use this practice in states where sometimes loosely written laws allow it. Testimony revealed that Walmart made hundreds of millions of dollars from this practice in a 2-year period. And Walmart appealing this verdict as well.
They're scumbags. They made millions of dollars suing people. Some people didn't even actually rip anything off. Right.
Yeah, that Because they had no business suing.
Because you can't really profile at Walmart. That'd be everybody. I took a grape out of my wife was bought a pile of grapes in one of those plastic bags. You know, you take home the run sure. water through. We were shopping together today, and it was in our cart. So I just grabbed one, licked it off, then ate it. Which is, how stupid is that? I licked it off to clean it off, then ate it.
Oh.
As I was licking it off before I ate it, I realized I'm eating it right now. So she goes, you know, they weigh these things. That's stealing. And I go, you're right. I should probably just took one from back there.
And she said, yes, that's what I was
saying. That's it.
You got it.
That's not what she was saying. They're saying, yeah. So I'm lucky I wouldn't charge. But of course, I wasn't licking grapes at Walmart.
Sounds fun, though.
It does. And putting them back, too. She's over here cleaning these off. Don't worry about it.
Think nothing of it.
Right. If I had enough hours in the day, I might pursue that.
Yeah, I do, apparently.
Licking grapes at Walmart.
That could be a Deadpool name coming up.
Space debris delayed yesterday's spacewalk at the International Space Station. Two U.S. astronauts were set to replace an antenna.
So there's a guy out there hanging out with one of those cords, just ducking stuff flying at him.
Yeah.
He's ducking shoes like President Bush.
Yeah, but stuff's coming at him at thousands of miles an hour.
Yeah, but isn't 1,000 miles an hour when they're traveling the same speed?
It might be going the other way.
Yeah.
It might be 50,000.
No, could you have time to duck it because you're all traveling the same speed?
If you're going in the same direction,
so you're saying you'd be out there and it would just all of a sudden bang, your head be knocked up, cleared off without even seeing it, right?
Easily, yes.
How do they know that? Okay.
They keep track of that stuff.
And they don't see it all.
Oh, no. It's hard. There's a lot of stuff out there.
Just say somebody dropped the boot outside and was floating out there. Somebody just, the last spacewalk guy lost a boot.
Yeah.
And it went the whole way around the earth and it came back and hit the other guy in the head.
Yeah.
Is the boot big enough to take his head off?
Sure. Easily. Because, okay.
Yeah. Because of the speed it's going.
Speed of it. All right. Yeah. All right. They should stop that.
There's more and more. That's going to be an increasing problem.
Right.
Especially if things collide and then you got, you know, 10 million pieces of junk.
Right.
Instead of two big pieces of junk, you got 10 million pieces of little junk.
Which is why China pissed us off when they blew something up out
there.
That's
right. They did, didn't they?
Yeah.
Because even a little bit of debris hitting the space station or anything can cause a bunch of damage just because it's going 25,000 miles an hour.
I'll throw some junk towards your head during the break, Craig, see if you can avoid that.
Well, you know, see if you can hit Uranus.
Yeah.
A bunch of little junk.
It's not moving that fast these days, though.
No, it's not.
This is the first time a spacewalk has been canceled because of the threat from space junk.
It doesn't sound like there's just a bunch of stuff just floating out there all the time right now.
There is.
Yeah, it does.
Because there is.
Right.
Craig will be doing an increasing amount of space junk news in the future. If we have a job. Well, Craig will have a job.
Yeah.
Anybody hire him. Apparently we're a tough sell.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Election fraud. There was election fraud.
Uh-oh.
And
stop the steal, Craig.
Right. Man is charged with election fraud in Wisconsin.
What'd he do?
He voted illegally.
Like twice?
He was on probation for a drug charge. That makes him ineligible to vote. He went ahead and voted anyway.
Yeah.
Who'd he vote for?
It doesn't say that.
Well, if he's
probably Biden.
A druggie who went for Brandon. All druggies like Brandon.
He's looking at up to 3.5 years in prison if convicted for voting illegally.
They found one, huh?
They got one.
And that changed the election.
It must have.
Actually, they have found a bunch recently. It's on the other side, though.
Well, that should just open up the floodgate.
All right.
Right. You get that one.
That's right.
If there's one, there's 10 million.
That's right. And they're storming across the Vermont border into New Hampshire. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was it. Or something. One of those states
something.
Up there. Yeah.
Something. Military flyover before a Tennessee Titans game at Nissan Stadium.
You know, I was just at the K-State Kansas game. Didn't know it was going to happen. And the national anthem's going on. And that happened. And to be in the stadium is really cool. Because that Kansas Stadium's not really that high either. Not as high as some football stadiums are in college.
It depends
football.
On what's high around it. I'm sure the state there's not a lot of tall buildings around. In Lawrence.
No, there's not. And you're right. I didn't know it was happening. I just started hearing this, and you know, I love how they time it too. They time it. They obviously know exactly when that thing starts. They have the time and they take over.
Oh, yeah.
But it just hit at the height of the national anthem. It just whizzed right by us, and that was really, really cool.
Yeah, I've been in Green Bay when they've done that, and it seems like they're 12 feet over the stadium.
It does. It does.
I mean, they're just right there.
Well, they're not supposed to be that close.
Oh, did they get too close?
At the Tennessee game, the flyover before the game on the 14th of this month, or last month, I guess now. Combat helicopters from the 101st Airborne reportedly flew so low that they were eye level with fans in the upper deck.
Whoa!
Instead of flying over the stadium, they went through at eye level.
Wow!
With fans in the upper deck. Some people were above the flyover, one person posted to Twitter. Another video shot from a nearby bar shows the steep climb of the choppers out of the stadium. Larry Williams is a retired aviation safety inspector. He told News Channel 5 in Nashville that FAA rules for military flyovers should be accomplished at 1,000 feet above the highest obstacle.
Still some guys going, that was awesome.
I bet the stadium is saying that was awesome.
Shook. Yeah, that's pretty close.
The entire stadium says that was awesome.
So is there open ends? And then so when it flew in, it stayed at the same level as the sides?
Oh, no, because there was the steep climb of the choppers out of the stadium.
Oh, choppers, I got it.
This is Neyland Stadium in Knoxville, right?
Nissan Stadium in Nashville.
The Titans one. I don't know if that's open-ended or not.
No, not quite open-ended.
Kind of.
You know what I'm talking about. If it was eye level to the people on the 50-yard line and they were up at the high, it would have had to start. Yeah, they were going to dip down. You know what I'm talking about?
The highest level of the stadium on the sideline sides does not connect around the end zones.
Got it.
And there's big video boards and scoreboards there. So yeah, they could get if they came in right over those scoreboards, they would be below the highest edge of the upper deck.
And those guys know what they're doing.
Well, obviously not.
No, that was too low. Yeah, that was Goose. That was Goose and Mav.
No, that was Maverick
flipping upside
the tower.
Down, buzzing the tower.
Spilled
exactly.
My coffee. God damn it.
Damn it.
When I've seen him do it with helicopters, it's usually like three or four in formation.
Right.
Buzzing, I mean, literally right through the stadium. That's crazy.
How come that hasn't been a disaster movie? Not a wrecking of it, but picture this, you know, like, you know, we all watch the... You know, the Red Dawns of the world. How come that hasn't been where everybody's at a stadium somewhere? And this is for a movie. I don't want this to happen in real life. And a plane comes in like that and just starts spraying the place with bullets.
Oh, yeah.
That's a disaster movie waiting to happen. Come on.
They hijack the flyover.
Now, he doesn't do those kind of movies, but I'll tell John Waters about that. We'll talk to him later on.
Yeah, we'll pitch.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big pitch meeting.
Give him the elevator pitch.
Exactly. TJ Miller later on also. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.